You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, man, it is a good blitz right there. Good stuff. Also, Ty got the fire going with the Texas fans are more passionate than Texas Tech fans conversation before the break. Got a note from a buddy of mine who's got a couple girls going to Texas Tech. Says, Tech fans care. They just have realistic expectations, so they're never disappointed. That's why Horn fans are constantly mad.
That's fair. My sister goes there. She loves it, but she doesn't care unless they're playing Texas or OU.
Yeah, so you're saying there's an apathy towards football in the sorority
Every
section.
Sport.
In the sorority section.
No, it's not just girls, but definitely more of that gender.
Okay. Hey, Buck, I was going to get to this in the Blitz. We had to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow and her Father's Day items that she's selling. But how about this dude?
She is absolutely also beautiful and weird.
It is weird. I just saw a movie that she was in recently where, what's that guy's name? Mark Ruffalo? Ruffalo? He's in it. Tim Robbins in it. And Mark Ruffalo and Tim Robbins are like sex addicts. And they go to Sex Addicts Anonymous. And it's a weird movie.
Where's Tiger? Is Tiger there?
Tiger was not there.
Oh.
There's a little fat dude who was.
Tiger's in court. Tiger's
making
mom. Trying to get
out
of that $30 million payment.
Weird film. But she's the love interest of Mark Ruffalo in that film. And it's weird. Today's National Escargot Day, too. Do you like escargot?
No, I don't mess with it.
Ty,
I mess with the
you eat anything?
Very
you do?
Good.
That's snails, correct?
Yes.
I'll have to say I never had it.
Good.
Never had it. Might have to try it. I think I would try it. How do you prepare that? A lot of butter?
A lot of butter.
Gotta say. A lot of butter.
Yeah.
What about this? We'll get back to the sports. But
it's like clams. Lots of butter.
Don't say clam. At least we got the blitz out of the
way. Oh, yeah.
Don't say clam.
I do. I love clams. I love clams.
Little ones or big ones?
The little ones. Little ones with butter. Dip them in butter.
Did you ever go looking for clams in Martha's Vineyard?
I did. I like to suck on the big ones. I clammed.
You clam digging?
I was clam digging before. Yeah, heck yeah,
you
man.
You and Kramer?
Whole basket full of those bad boys.
They're worth a lot of money.
Well, yeah, you know, they spit up at you out of a little hole.
Ooh.
That's where you find them. They spit up. The little spit comes out. Dig right in there, grab them, take them.
You get a little can of clams?
Can of clams, absolutely. I love clamming.
How about this, though?
But that was at Duxbury Beach. I didn't do that. I did other things at Martha's Vineyard.
How about this?
Actually, it was clamming there, by the way.
Martha.
And
you
Martha's
know where I was
going.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to lead you into the Carly Simon conversation.
Yeah.
Clam
I forgot.
Digging with Carly.
Oh, yeah.
So a prison inmate in Georgia, this is going to be a salacious gossip source. We'll carry it over to start our 9 o'clock hour, was so upset at a neighboring prisoner that he tunneled under the wall so he could attack the guy. Can you imagine being that mad at someone?
They just meet out in the yard somewhere?
Yeah.
The hell you go through all of that for? If I'm tunneling, I'm getting out. I'm not going there to fight anybody.
Yeah. Kavian Thomas allegedly dug a hole through the wall in a shower stall and attacked this other guy. Fortunately, he's going to be okay.
You need to watch Shawshank.
Yeah, Bucky, that's homework for you. Bucky is the one person in the world I know
you
that has
would love
not
that
seen
movie.
I've seen it. I just don't remember anything about it.
How?
If you've seen it, you would have remembered. It's one of the more iconic films ever made with Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman.
And my
Freeman.
Uncle Morgan Freeman's in there?
Your Uncle Morgan, yeah. He's in that. It's great. Great film. Great characters. Well acted. Tremendously acted.
Somebody that knows clammy says, no, Buggy, it's not spitting. It's squirting. Yes, I know.
Clams do squirt.
They do.
What's the animal that spits a lot? But the alpaca.
Is it a llama or an alpaca? Which one of them?
Llamas.
I like the ones with the sweaters. That's the alpaca, yeah.
They were sweaters?
Well,
know that?
You make sweaters from their
fur. You make sweaters.
Yes.
I was like, okay, so we're a mess.
My nickname was the llama growing up because I resembled one, I guess, in the way I ran.
That was your nickname?
Not a good nickname to have.
That's not a good name. No.
It's better
for
than,
an athlete.
Better nickname than the squirting clam.
That's true. Wow, this has turned into a mess.
What mess?
Ty turned it into a mess this
morning. Ty did it with the Texas Tech smack talk.
I know.
Also, I haven't had any nicotine all morning. It's the first day of that, so I'm a little.
Oh, are you
on
day one?
What are you trying to stop vaping?
Yeah, I'm just a little jazzed up this morning.
Oh.
No wonder you got the Baker Mayfield, Johnny Manziel
thing
going.
Hey, you can do it, man. You can do it.
You can do it.
Just do it. That's all. Don't take any no chances, no falling
cold
into
turkey.
It. Just do it. You can do that.
Do it, man.
Absolutely.
We got your back. We all got right. your back.
Don't let any situations talk you into going back to it. Just stop.
I think my son Nolan has gotten off of the vaping thing, which I'm good. I know he's been trying. So that's a good thing. That's one thing. You know, in all my years, I've never been addicted to nicotine. Nope.
I started with dip.
See, that's where I never did.
And I did it as a coach.
I grew up around baseball and playing baseball, and everybody I knew dipped, and I never did. I don't want to say it was this simple, but when I was like 6 or 7 years old, my Aunt Patty smoked cigarettes, and she used to always tell me, don't ever smoke. Don't ever smoke.
What, as she was smoking them?
Yeah, because she couldn't smoke. She knew it was bad for her. She kept telling me that, and I'd hang out with her quite a bit.
I'm that way with cigarettes, too.
And she would be, don't ever do it. So it was just like, it was in my head. Like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that.
But my mom bought me my first nicotine vape to stop dipping, and then that made me even more addicted.
Your mom bought it for you?
Yes, because she got a vape to quit cigarette. Yeah.
Okay. Tried to wean herself
out. I'm severely addicted now.
So just do it. Just stop.
And Copenhagen and dip is the hardest to get off of. It's
the most
addictive.
I did that when I was a coach. When I was a young coach, I did that. Then I went from there to cigarettes, and I found I did find a way to quit smoking cigarettes. I went to a poker party one night and smoked 2 packs of Marlboro during the course
sick.
Of that. And it was so – I had that nicotine poisoning so bad. I was so sick. And that was it for me. I mean, I did the old cold turkey and that too, just like drinking. That's it. I was just done.
Well, between that, I did dip before. I mean, I remember doing the chew.
The pouches?
The chew. I did that and I got sick. No. But yeah, I think I just listened to I guess my parents had told me that, which they did. I might have gone the opposite, but my aunt told me that. And I was like, no, okay. Because I could just tell it made her so miserable that she smoked. And I was like, well, I don't want to be miserable. It looks terrible.
No, all I needed to do was see people that were having little intercoms in their throats. That did it for me.
Yeah.
I can get scared straight.
Well, that's true, too. There was a guy when I was delivering newspapers as a kid. There was a guy I had to drive up and give it to him, and he had one of those. He talked to me, like through the little.
Really?
Yeah. He had a little machine.
The worst is the people that still smoke cigarettes through those.
Yeah.
No, that is
says there's 40% more nicotine in a can of dip than a pack of cigarettes. And remember, I think they've proven this, that at one point, or maybe they still do, Copenhagen puts like little shards of fiberglass
right into your bloodstream.
Yeah,
had to eat some before. That's diarrhea for about a month.
And it cuts your lip so that then the nicotine is immediately into your bloodstream. And man, that's hard to get
just
off.
Don't
of.
Get into it, kids.
Yeah, dip ruined Tony Gwynn. Yeah. So many.
I still see baseball players. Yeah, I thought that was illegal. I know it's illegal. I mean, I know it's frowned upon NCAA.
But you're not supposed to do it on camera. They're trying to, because the image of the baseball player with the big old chaw on, they're trying to
I'm looking at Bruce Koepka, and it looks like he has something
probably
in his cheek.
A lot of golfers do, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know they must look at Koepka. If he spits on the green, they must look at him like, dude, come on, man, I got to put my hand down here. I'm trying to mark the ball.
Well, now they have the tobacco-free pouch, like nicotine pouches, that you just, like, you don't even have to spit. You can spit or swallow.
You're just getting your nick fit, right? Yeah, no, thank
goodness. I thought spitting was the whole fun to it when I started
I don't know. I think in my brain it was, I realized so quickly how hard it was to quit. I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to have to try to quit.
Good move.
That sounds really hard and difficult because people I loved around me were having a real hard time not. And my grandparents smoked and my mother's parents. And then, so I never did. And then when I got around, I remember reading about the Copenhagen or hearing about the Copenhagen that it's so addictive. I was like, hey, I'm not doing that. But then I lived in an apartment with like 3 roommates. They all did it. You know how many times I drank their dip spit out of what I thought was a can?
Oh.
I did that so many times growing up. My dad.
Oh, my God.
That's
disgusting.
I'm the oldest of 8, and nobody in my family ever smoked but my dad.
Oh, really?
None of my siblings smoked cigarettes. Nothing. They didn't.
My older brother smoked for a while. He's a rock and roll guy, so they all had smoke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My old man smoked Marlboro. Smoked Pall Mall non-filters, and his fingertips were all brown and nasty. You know me, I was a hand model, so I couldn't be like that.
My parents never did. Never did.
No. Nobody in my family but my old man.
It says Harold Bavarna the Thursday dips throughout the round. Look, he's
does he?
Yeah, he grew up in North Carolina.
See what happens? Can get past Thursday. Quit dipping, Harold.
This says, no joke, guys. I quit dip with Big League Chew.
Well, I'm trying to quit nicotine vapes now, so I might need some patches or something. I'm proud of my son
too, because he stopped and he was on it pretty heavy for a while there. And obviously, as your kid, it comes so that they almost made it seem like vape was safer and it was, you know, not as bad.
We have no idea.
Addictive and
could be way worse.
And I know we told him over and over, dude, it's not any different. It's not any different. Then you put the other stuff in there too. You know what I'm saying? The vape pens can be used for.
Well,
other
that's
things.
Different. That's medicinal.
That's medicinal. Hey now. Okay, so yeah, we're all over the sports landscape today.
Yes, we are.
We also started the show talking about Texas baseball. Congratulations to the Longhorns, honored. I'm still a little bit bummed that Texas coach David Pierce didn't win Coach of the Year. I think he should have. I mean, I think if you were down to the vote and it was going to be between Randy Mazy at West Virginia or David Pierce, wouldn't this past weekend have settled that? Same record?
They must have done that before.
I hope. But, man, again, nothing against Randy Mazy. He's done a great job at West Virginia. But this team... Where were they picked to finish when the season began, David Pierce's squad? And I know it was a weird and off year in the Big 12, but to come back with, you know, a new coaching staff, and I know they were in Omaha last year, so maybe people don't read into it, but this was a rebuild. I mean, outside of Eric Kennedy and Lucas Gordon, I'm trying to think of the guys that were, you know, rock-solid guys last year for Texas. There weren't many, and so it was a whole new team. You know, that rolled in here and new
coaches. And infield was new, wasn't it?
Oh, everybody. I mean, well, look.
Besides Mitch Daly.
Well, look who made the first team. Lucas Gordon was here, but LeBaron Johnson Jr. was here, but he needed a lot of work. He was just a big arm that has developed into first team all Big 12. Garrett Gilmet transferred from USC. Porter Brown came in from TCU. Dylan Campbell was here. He and Eric Kennedy were the two, you know, core guys from a year ago that were back. But you replaced the whole lineup. And only Lucas Gordon was still in your starting rotation from 1 year ago with a new pitching coach and a new top assistant, and they win the whole thing here. And I know they shared it, and everybody gets a trophy and all of that stuff. But I think David Pierce should have been the coach of the year. Randy Mazy got it. But as for the Longhorns who did make it, as we mentioned, Lucas Gordon, the pitcher of the year. Second time in 3 years the Longhorns have had a pitcher win that honor. LeBaron Johnson Jr. I want to play this again for our 9 o'clock audience because LeBaron Johnson Jr., David Pierce was with us yesterday. And you watch him pitch now, and he is just so good. I mean, he's holding opposing batters to like a 206 batting average. So difficult to get much going against. He's really learned to control it. But listen to Coach Pierce talking about how far LeBaron Johnson Jr. has come from where he was to where he is now as a first-team All-Big 12 honoree.
LeBaron Johnson is one of the most success stories you could just – he's got a big arm, but this young man didn't know much about pitching when he got here. But he knows a whole lot about working hard and paying attention and listening and trying to repeat what he's taught. And he's got a pitch right now. It's a down angle fastball that a slider feeds off of that. It just, you don't see that type of pitch. Things are horizontal movement side to side. And then most guys that pitch vertical pitch at the top of the zone. And he's one of those guys that gets swings over the top of his fastball. And his slider's in the zone so long. And we were actually in the bullpen yesterday, and a bullpen catcher said, you know, the best pitch on the team is LeBaron Johnson's split finger. And he goes, but he doesn't trust it. And we're like, yeah. And the next two best pitches on the team are his fastball and his slider. He's got great stuff. And so just getting it going in the right direction and doing what he's doing right now is just so much fun. And you talk about rewarding when you do this for a living and you see a guy like LeBaron and his development where he is right now. So cool. So cool for him and our team.
So cool for him and our team. I think that's absolutely true. And I would also say his development has helped Texas win, you know, move to the top seed of the Big 12. Obviously, Lucas Gordon being a rock on Friday night and taking that challenge. But how about the additions through the portal? Because, you know, the portal's for everybody. You lose guys, but you also can add pieces. Porter Brown, first-team All-Big 12 coming in from TCU, downtown Porter Brown. And then Garrett Gilmet, I mean, as big of a pickup as they had. Remember when the season began, they weren't sure who was going to be their everyday catcher. Peyton Powell, Garrett Gilmet, I mean, they had three guys fighting for it. The freshman was looking to get some time, Riley Galvan. And it ends up being Gilmet. Not only does he start all season, he also is first-team All-Big 12. And remember, the reason I say that's such a big acquisition, you were replacing Silas Ardoin. And Silas Ardoin was a dude behind the plate. That guy, you know, in that lineup, he would always get big
every
hits.
Game.
He played every game. And he, I mean, he's big league caliber catcher defensively already. He was that good. And he shut down running games. He did such a great job handling the pitching staff. So to lose that on top of all the players you lost was huge. To get Garrett Gaumet to come in from USC along with Charlie Hurley, a couple of really big additions for that coaching staff. And you know, that's what the portal's about. If you can add the right pieces, you can put a team together. And, you know, there's still a lot of baseball left for this ball club, but it does feel like they're playing their best ball right now. Good to see them honored. I do think David Pierce should have been the coach of the year, but, you know, I didn't have a vote. And guess what? I would have said the other thing if Randy Mays's team had won 2 out of 3 and beaten Texas.
Sure.
Then that was the obvious vote. It was the obvious vote. But, you know, that series should have mattered. So, all right. Did some skull pouches in college. Got high as a little high as a kite. Had a friend who learned how to swallow it while doing Copenhagen so he could dip in class. Yeah, I know people that do that, too. I know several people that dip. They're so addicted that they'll swallow it so that they can do it.
Me, too.
You've done that?
Well, I've had to eat dip before, which isn't fun, but... Shout out Philip Taff. He gave me my first dip, and he used to do that in high school where he'd just sit in class.
Michael Taff's brother?
Yep.
I know Peter, their father, good friend of mine. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm so glad I never got down that road. I'm sorry, Ty, you're battling it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're here
so
for
that's
you,
why
buddy.
I'm a little, if you think I'm a little angry this morning, that's why.
Oh, no, you're on I'm the Lubbock fans. You're on them. That had nothing to do with any of your Skull Brother stuff.
Okay, Skull. Good. Remember that, Earl Campbell? Skull, brother.
Skull, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I did that. I did that straight up Skull
stuff.
I've
looked up all those commercials on YouTube.
They're so great.
So cool.
Yeah, Earl, it was so great. But, again, that's when you could promote it, and that's when you could smoke on airplanes. It's unbelievable.
I did that. I mean, you used to go to the last two seats in the back. You could go smoke. And, don't think that didn't get up to the front. Yuck.
Well, remember when they were passing the smoking bans all through everywhere, and including Austin? And look, I'm the libertarian guy. I was arguing, look, it should be up to the business. I don't smoke. I would prefer not to go to a place that has smoking, but it should be up to the business owner. But thank God.
Oh, I remember when people would say to me, "Do you mind if I smoke here? I'd be at a bar. Do you mind if I smoke?" And I'd go, "Yeah, I do mind. I was one of those guys. Yes, I do mind if you smoke next to me."
Well, look, I was of the opinion just. Practically, that it should be up to the business owner to decide, not someone to tell him he can't. But then I would have chosen not to go there. Like I don't like being around cigarette smoke to that level. But at the same time, now that they banned it, then you go to a place where they have it.
Oh,
like I think we stopped it. Our kids are buying a house out in Elgin, my son, and so we went out there and went into a little place to wait for them. We were meeting them to go look at it, what the place they were looking at, and you walk in, it was like noon. And it just smells like an
that.
It's like when you go to
I love that smell in a bar.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, I hate it. I mean, you go. It's like going to a hotel room when they say this is a non-smoking room, and you go in, and people have been smoking. It's like the night's in. I'm like, I know, but you know, between the bullet holes and the smoking, you know,
the bullet holes
and the all night long. I mean, you know, that's how the night in goes. But my goodness, I hate the fact when they say, "Oh, this is a non-smoking room," and you walk in there, and you just. Automatically, your clothes just start to stink.
No. Yeah, and your hair smells, and your clothes smell. You know, next morning, it's like, ugh. Hey, this says, Ty, try ZYN pouches.
Zen? Been there.
Pouches, no spit, no tobacco, helps you quit.
That's nicotine, so can't do it.
No, you can't mess with it.
But it kind of
we'll see how long this lasts. If this lasts throughout today, then I'm for real.
Once you get fat past the first couple of days.
I know, it's fine, yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. My buddies who dipped—they've tried so many times because their wives are like, you know, you need to stop. You need to stop. They can't.
Yeah, well, their wives are sick of seeing that at the house, laying around the side.
And then they
and
start
they're sick
sneaking
of their breath,
it,
and they're seeing their teeth and they get jacked up,
trying to sneak it when they're not around. And do you? Does Bob Cole still dip? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Good.
I don't think so.
He always used to do that.
Texas cheaters have just stopped.
Good for them.
It have been years and years and years for them now. Their wives said, "That's enough."
Good for them. All right, coming up, our man Nick Shuley will drop in. He is our live music update correspondent, and he's great with that. He's going to give you his top 10 live music shows to check out this week and weekend. Also, get the latest on this NIL deal that's moving through the Texas legislature that's on the way to the governor's desk and how that's going to impact things. It's B&E on the Horn.
Now I went out last Sunday with my little Mary. She said, please stay to Monday.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, yeah, live music update time. Nick Shuley in the house. Of course, the president of the Austin Music Movement. All things music in the ATX. Also heavily involved with the Clark Field Cooperative and the NIL movement with Texas One Fund. How are you, Mr. Shuley?
I'm doing great.
There you go. Yeah, a little rainy out, but it looks like it's going to turn into a decent day today after all the overnight showers. Before we get into the live music, and there's some good stuff coming, Bucky and I had a good hour-long talk yesterday about the bill at the Texas legislature for NIL that's pushing through, headed to the governor's desk, but also the NCAA's in front of the U.S. Congress trying to create some type of federal legislation. But this once it's signed by the governor, what's going through the House bill is going to be game changer.
Yeah, it's fascinating. A lot of states look towards, obviously, Texas, California, Florida, the bigger states, to see what they're doing. And this could set a really big precedent across the entire landscape. And I think a lot of states will follow suit because it pretty much puts Texas ahead of everyone else. And if that happens, what tends to happen is if things start to escalate like that, then you start to get a push at the federal level if there's a need, which that federal legislation that's being introduced, I think Senator Graham in South Carolina, is interesting. It creates a NIL clearinghouse, which to me feels just like they're recreating another NCAA. Like, I don't
exactly, which yeah. NCAA should have done a long time ago and taken right. control of this. And now they're asking the U.S. Congress to do it, which sounds like a nightmare. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, Texas plays sports against teams in other states, and so does Texas A&M and all the schools in the state. If they're playing by a different set of rules, you can understand that not being okay with the other states. But essentially, as we told you, this when it passes, you know, Texas and, you know, the Texas One Fund can become a lot more like the Longhorn Foundation, where, you know, if you donate to it, you can acquire points, you can
yep.
improve your tickets, improve your parking, and the things that come with being the Longhorn Foundation. Game changer.
Game changer. I think a lot of people are going to look more towards NIL because I think that was some of the hesitation of giving to a one fund or NIL is, well, I already give all this money to the Longhorn Foundation, but I'm not really seeing any perks from this, I guess, minus, you know, maybe
better teams.
But this could be a big deal because it would be very interesting to see how, you know, donor dollars break up now.
Well, and having talked to folks like Wheels and the other guys that are running the Texas One Fund, they would tell you it's surprising how limited the support for the One Fund has been. There's a couple of big front runner donors that have really carried the water on this thing, but that, you know, that monthly Longhorn, you know, graduate that's putting $50 in it or $100, that has not grown like they thought it might. This might incentivize that.
Yeah, I think so. I think they have had it. You know, it's a very heavy few at the top, and then a lot of smaller donations, which are important. But it's like you got to find that kind of mid-tier and things like that and really get a jolt in there to get those funds going. And you got to do it every single year is the other thing people forget. It's not like a one-time thing.
Oh, right.
So it's,
the pool dries up.
Yeah, it's constant. It's just going to be – it's added to the list of things that, you know, are needing funds at Texas.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that for sure. And
give it to the government because they'll take it. They'll take on that responsibility.
Yeah.
They'd love to have that, believe me.
You know, the feds have actually been very interesting about it. They've kind of said that it seemed as though they told the NCAA to kind of back down, so which is why I think the NCAA has been somewhat hesitant to really enforce things because they don't want to, you know, make the Fed mad. So it's going to be really interesting. But I think when you have all those state laws change that, like, could happen.
Yeah, nobody wants to spend all day long and every day in court. I mean, that's the deal. Who the hell wants to do that? Yeah.
Well, that's one of the reasons they all got here. They lost all the court battles. They're going broke. The
right.
NCAA fighting these lawsuits that they were losing. And look, I mean, as I said yesterday, what the NCAA is asking for, as Nick said, from the federal government is you guys create this clearinghouse. You guys create an entity to oversee this so we don't have to. But also you need to give us legal protection. Which, you know, from lawsuits, you know, we can go in and punish A&M or Texas for doing this, that, and the other thing, and they can't sue us back. That is something they're getting. Now, as I've said, and people have said, that well, once the NCAA receives that federal protection, the NIL will be gone. I disagree, because I think the power three or four are going to separate from the NCAA and say, okay, you guys can control the rest of it
yep.
and play by those rules. We're going over here, and we're playing big-time, big-boy football, and the Power 3 or 4 conferences will run themselves.
And they will get smart enough to have a real commissioner.
And their rules will all be the same.
Right. Yeah,
and everything will be the same.
Yeah,
they'll have unified rules throughout that group. Right?
And everybody will hate the commissioner, but who cares?
Well, and I think that's honestly, and this is just my opinion, probably the most responsible way to handle it is to have the teams agree on what are the rules, what's legal.
Schools, yeah.
The schools are, and likely it will be the power conferences that get together and decide that.
And that will be the hardest because Alabama will want things their way. That group in the SEC will want it. Even
talk about a negotiation.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have negotiations.
Well, look,
I mean,
how many billionaires does Texas have that can donate to the one fund? Alabama has one billionaire in their booster group. One.
Yeah.
They're like in the whole state.
Wow.
Right? And that's a problem. And so Texas, they just can't compete with that. Texas A&M and Texas in the same conference now. But it's why, not just TV, why the conference reshuffling, everybody wants to get that thing set so we know who are the who. And they're going to play by their own rules, and then the not-whos are going to be out, and they're going to be playing and living under the NCAA's rules, whether they're federally mandated or whatever they're going to be. But that is the future.
Yeah,
it's going to be minor league football, essentially.
I mean,
it's going to be very similar. They'll have a commissioner.
It's getting rid in real time. It's fascinating.
Because people say Power 5 now. I think eventually that's going to be Power 4 and maybe even 3, depending on how this all plays out in the coming years. But this legislation at the state level will be big. All right, you're the live music guy, Nick. Will you always give folks a good roadmap to go see some great shows throughout Central Texas? There's good stuff again this year or this week starting tonight. What are your favorite shows?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun Memorial Day weekend if you're around. The first one I got is a lot of people, if you haven't been out to the Flamingo Cantina, I'll actually say I haven't been out there in about 15 or 20 years. It's a famous reggae spot on 6th Street. They have Killer Priest will be there for all you fans of Wu-Tang Clan. He was a member of one of the Wu-Tang affiliates. Mm-hmm. He's celebrating his 25th anniversary of his album. And then number 9, that one's on Saturday the 27th. And then on Thursday the 25th, we have this local group that's kind of a very odd artsy pop group, but they're really cool. This group TC Superstar playing Hotel Vegas. I know I've talked about that on the east side. It's a cool spot to go check out. And then on Friday the 26th at Waterloo Records, we have the Texas Piano Man Robert Ellis, who he's doing an in-store there, which will be
That's
fun.
Cool.
Those are always great. And then Thursday the 25th, Charlie Puth is playing the Moody Amphitheater for all you.
Is that how we say it officially, Puth or Puth or Puth?
Good,
Puth.
Great question. I think it's Puth, but
Puth.
He's for all you TikTok fans and people like that. He's pretty. He's got a good personality and very 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 pop music, but super talented guy. And then the 26th this whole weekend they have Hot Luck Fest going on. If you guys haven't heard of this, it's Aaron Franklin, James Moody from the Mohawk, and some other people created this really cool food and music festival. And so it's kind of a food fest during the day at different locations. And then at night they'll have concerts at the Mohawk. And the Riverboat Gamblers are playing one night. They've got, I think, Robert Ellis is playing another night.
Cool.
And that one will be really cool. Then this one's for all you old Austin folks. On the 27th, Saturday, we have Paul Val at the Continental Club. He's my pick to be the next great kind of guitar god from Austin.
Really?
He's fantastic, and he'll be at the Continental. And then
that's Saturday, Paul Val, V-A-L.
Yeah, he's great.
Big
definitely
time, huh?
Definitely worth seeing. He did a unplugged gig for me and did it plugged in, actually, and basically blew the roof off the place, took his shirt off. It was like a seated, quiet thing. It was pretty awesome. He'll be fun to watch. And then Saturday and Sunday, Lone Star Jams here for all you country music fans. Randy Rogers, Pat Green, Josh Abbott, Jack Ingram. That'll be at the Round Rock Amphitheater.
Very good.
And then on Saturday the 27th, this is a big one. This is my favorite Austin band of all time. They're playing Whitewater Amphitheater, and that's Spoon. And they have J.D. McPherson opening for them, who is so good. One of my favorite artists. Sounds like Chuck Berry mixed with Buddy Holly, kind of a real
huge
cool
talent out of Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Spoon, that album that they put out last year, was a Grammy nominated in the rock. You know, it was a good. It's one of my favorite. It's probably my favorite Spoon album. It's kind of old school rock and roll. Spoon has kind of drifted off and done different things experimentally, but their most recent was just a hard rock album. And
yeah,
I thought should have won. Like Ozzy Osbourne won the Grammy for it. I'm like, come on, give it to the guys from Spoon.
No band puts out more consistently good music than that band.
from right here in Austin, Texas. The guys from Spoon, and Whitewater is a really cool place to see a show. You get up close and go float the river, and then end up on Memorial Day, float the river, and then end up at the Whitewater Amphitheater seeing Spoon and J.D. McPherson. How about number two on your list?
Number two, that one's tonight. We have Dermot Kennedy at the Moody at the Moody Amphitheater, and Dermot is an Irish singer-songwriter. The guy, it's just him and his guitar. He sold out Madison Square Garden, and it is this eerie, quiet singer-songwriter, but it's very, very good. That one will be special.
And number one?
Number one is my pick for if I were to put my money on the next Austin artist to blow up, it is Rob Baird. He is playing the 26th this Friday at the O4 Center. I mean, the kid has he's awesome.
I'm glad you're a fan. Right?
Yeah,
PCU guy.
He has like 900,000 listeners a month. Like, the guy is slowly just exploding, and I don't know why a lot of Austin isn't paying attention. But if you're a fan of Tom Petty all the way to Pat Green, like, he is really, really good. And I think
Rob Baird, didn't you say he's got an F1 connection?
Yeah, he had pardon me, right before the F1 race 2 years ago, he got a DM from one of the drivers, Daniel Ricciardo, who just said, "Your song is incredible. It helped me get through my breakup," or something like that. And he responded back and just said, "Hey, I'm playing actually out at the race." And I guess Daniel responded back and said, "Oh, well, I'll probably be busy driving." And so they ended up meeting up, and they've become best friends. I've seen they post each other all the time on social media. So it's a pretty funny thing to watch.
It's a good friend to have, Buck, as an F1 driver.
No kidding.
He can help you get to cool places.
Yeah, he came out with him last year for his entrance. Like, he had a horse and Rob was playing a guitar. It was pretty cool. Very, very. Daniel was trying to Texas his intro.
So number one on the list, Rob Baird at the O4 Center. We'll go to the break with a little Rob Baird selection that our man Nick Schuler brought us. We also have a giveaway. Two spots at the Saxon Pub for Sunday night. What is the show?
The Resentments with Miles from Fastball and a bunch of other great artists. It's the longest running residency for 25 years. So yeah, just two passes to that.
Caller 4. We'll pick that up. 447-3776. Sunday night at Saxon Pub. Remember, it's Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend, so most of you will have Monday off. Get to the Saxon Pub. Caller 4 will pick up those spots to see the Resentments. Appreciate Nick Schuler. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks Nick.
Guys. Thank y'all.
Rob Baird takes us to the timeout. She don't want to be a background girl. Says she's ready for the big known world. Well, daddy says get you a CPA. Little darling, you've got bills to pay. But she...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Appreciate Nick Schuler. Good stuff right there. We gave away that spot for the Sunday show. Somebody texted and mentioned maybe we need to go back to doing the days of the week. Remember, Tom Gimble would do tonight and then Thursday, Friday, and it's easier to come to run with. I'll talk to Nick about that. That might be a good idea because he just does his top 10 and kind of bounces around. I can understand where people maybe trying to add, okay, where was Rob Baird and when was he going to be? So we'll work on that. But good stuff. Rob Baird, the number one pick this week over there at the O4 Center. This weekend with our man Nick Schuler. Also, we gave away that spot to see the Resentments at Saxon Pub on Sunday night into your Labor Day weekend.
Robiro.
What's that?
Robiro.
Robiro was your winner. May 24th, a day that a lot of people would like to just soon forget. In a lot of ways. With obviously 1 year ago with the tragedy at Uvalde, Texas at Robb Elementary. Still hard to believe that that happened and that's real, but it's for those 21 families and those people, it will never not be real and horrible.
Sure.
Also, 8 years ago today, Buck, Wimberley and San Marcos underwater with the floods of 2015.
I told you that hit my mind about 2 o'clock this morning. When that water started coming where I was and the rain and thunder. Memorial Day weekend has been kind of weird around here for a lot of – but we were kind of clean last year, right? We didn't have any big major floods here in this area? Did we
didn't. No, not recent. But there's been some flash flooding. But that was the night I remember we had an event of some kind. It was the weekend. It was Memorial Day weekend. And I believe that was the flood. Remember we went out and did the shows at Hayes City Store when they were brand new?
Yeah, Tito's put a bunch of money
in there. They raised like $250,000 for the rebuild. That was when it rained. You know, where you live is Dripping Springs, where right down the road was Blanco.
Right.
And I remember watching Jim Spencer on KXAN, and he was saying that there has been 13 inches of rain that has dropped on Blanco because this storm just stopped in the last hour. And he said, this is going to be unprecedented. This is a wall of water is headed down towards Wimberley and San Marcos like you've never seen before. And that was the amazing part. That was 8 years ago today, the 24th. And, gosh, we remember going out there. And remember, Buck, I mean, that wall of water that came from Blanco down into Wimberley was not like a flood.
It was at night when it hit.
It was a tidal wave, like essentially when you hear the descriptions of it. I mean, the wall of water was taking and uprooting 500-year-old trees and taking them out of the ground. And then those trees became like battering rams, just smashing into
homes and bridges
in the water. It was unbelievable, the destruction. And that was hard to believe. That's 8 years ago now, but it was. Also, it was the day, you know, we would be celebrating our good friend Sean Adams' birthday. Of course, passed away in September. Several years ago, but it would have been his birthday today, this 24th of May. In addition to the bad stuff, though, Buck, it's also a good, coming off our live music update, the music birthdays today. How about this? Bob Dylan, Patti LaBelle, and Priscilla Presley all have a birthday today.
Some oldies.
Roseanne Cash. Pretty good musicians on this day.
Tommy Chong.
Heavy D, the Overweight Lover.
The Overweight Lover, yes.
Heavy D.
Roseanne Cash.
Rich Robinson, the great guitar player for the Black Crowes, brother to Chris. So, yeah, it's a good music birthday day. And it's a great baseball day. If you love day baseball, you got the Longhorns at 12:30.
Yes, you do.
Big 12 tournament. Kansas, got to go beat the Jayhawks, number 8 seed. Last place team there. And then also at 11:35, the Rangers play their rubber game in Pittsburgh. The Astros play at noon today in Milwaukee. So if you're looking for some day baseball, today be your day. Buck, have a good Wednesday.
You too, guys. Be safe out there, y'all.
Be safe. Ty, good luck with your nicotine, my friend. We're on your side.
Don't do it.
Call if you need us.
Big Breakfast Monday.
Big Breakfast Wednesday.
Wednesday, Ty. See, I'm losing a little bit already.
Stay strong. Hey, everybody have a wonderful Wednesday. If you missed any part of our show, Nick Shuley included, podcast will be there for you at hornfm.com. Light the Tower is next. Texas baseball, 12:15 today. With a 12:30 first pitch, hook 'em horns this afternoon. HornFM.com.